Moncrief on News Talk.
Kids pick up all sorts of habits and attitudes from their parents, not just from what they say, but how they act. If you cross the street to avoid dogs, for instance, your child will notice this. So how do you avoid passing on your phobias? Rebecca Quinn is principal psychologist at Treehouse Practice in Dublin. Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Sean.
I suppose the first step is that you'd have to be aware that you have a phobia.
Yes, absolutely. That's always the first step for a parent to take in this case, just to be aware of the level of fear that they have, how they're showing it, maybe non-verbally. You mightn't realise how much is showing up on your face and your non-verbal communication. So just to be aware of that, and not necessarily to deny it either if your child notices it. I think that's important.
Yeah, but I suppose if you're terrified of dogs and you've spent all your teenage years, your adult life being terrified of dogs, for instance, you can't really get over that.
Yeah, you may not ever be fully rid of your fear of dogs. You certainly can work to reduce it. But I think the important bit is, rather than focusing on not passing on a phobia, is to focus on what we can pass on. And we can pass on our coping tools and skills and strategies to our child. So I think focusing on passing those on is probably the most effective way to go if you do have a significant phobia. It's also important, I suppose, just to name what's happening with your child and just to be honest about it, to explain, you know, yes, I have a fear of dogs and this happened because when I was younger, maybe you were bitten or you had a traumatic experience. And then to share with them what you're going to do to cope with that fear.
Yeah. And the example you gave there is something specific happened to a person and so they know why they have that phobia, which I assume isn't always the case. People have phobias and no idea why they have phobias. Plus also, can it be genetic to a degree? Because you can be born maybe a bit more anxious than, you know, the person next to you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's kind of three pathways really for developing a phobia. So one is the one we've mentioned, that vicarious learning. Children learn by observing their parents and others around them. And while there isn't like a phobia gene, absolutely you can be born with a genetic predisposition to being a bit more anxious than others. You can also have, as we've mentioned, a traumatic event, and you can also learn to develop phobias or develop them through listening to information or instruction, being told that something is frightening or hearing a lot about it on the news. And we're also born, our brains have kind of a biological preparedness for certain things as well, to be afraid of certain things. So, for example, we're not likely to be afraid of a flower, but our brains are predisposed to be afraid of things that move quickly or suddenly or are frightening to look at, such as snakes, spiders, or things where we feel out of control, like heights or being, you know, up in the sky in a plane. So we have this preparedness biologically for certain fears over others.
By the same token, can you ensure that a child doesn't have a fear of the things you mentioned, snakes, spiders? If you know, and if you don't have such a fear yourself, if you make it a habit to pick up a spider every time you find one in your house, hopefully you won't be finding many snakes in your house. Is that good for children?
Yeah, it can be. Sure. I mean, again, that's what we mentioned earlier. That's modelling that something isn't frightening, because like I said, some things are inherently more frightening than others. So no harm to expose them to these things from a young age so that they learn that they're not as frightening maybe as they might believe them to be. So I think always to lean in towards a plan of approach rather than avoidance when it comes to frightening things. I think that's a key message for parents.
Rebecca, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Rebecca Quinn is principal psychologist at the Treehouse Practice in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.